This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have launched their heaviest exchange of fire after months of strikes and counterstrikes, raising fears of an all-out war. AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
Israel says it launched a wave of airstrikes across southern Lebanon in what it said was a preemptive strike on the militant group.
We're operating in self-defense from Hezbollah and any other enemy that joins in their attacks against us.
Soon after, Hezbollah announced it had launched an attack on Israeli military positions in response to the killing of one of its founding members in an Israeli airstrike last month. At least three people were killed in the strikes on Lebanon, while there were no reports of casualties in Israel. The latest escalation has raised fears of an all-out war that could potentially join the United States, Iran, and militant groups across the region. I'm Nayan Kim.
Hamas said on Sunday it rejects new Israeli conditions put forward in Gaza ceasefire talks, casting further doubt on the chances of a breakthrough in the latest U.S.-backed effort to end the 10-month-old war. Months of on-off talks have failed to produce an agreement to end Israel's devastating military campaign in Gaza or free the remaining hostages seized by Hamas in the terrorist group's October 7th attack on Israel that triggered the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the country's incursion into the Kursk region was launched preventively in order to stop Russia from occupying Ukraine's cities of Kharkiv and Sumy. Ukraine claims to have seized considerable Russian territory in the Kursk region, including scores of small towns, and captured hundreds of Russian soldiers, part of an effort to counter Russia's grinding advances in the eastern Ukrainian Donetsk.